On August 1st, 2021, Dr. Scott Newman took office as the newest president of Oklahoma State University's OKC campus. How does he feel about his first 8 months in office? We find out on today's Inside OSU podcast. Welcome to the Inside OSU podcast. I am your host, Megan Robinson, and today we have a guest all the way from Oklahoma City, the president of OSU's OKC campus, Dr. Scott Newman. Thank you so much for driving up and visiting us today.
Thanks for having me, Megan.
So you've been in office just about 8 months. How would you describe those first 8 months as the president of OSU OKC?
Yeah, in a word, it's really been about learning and connecting. Learning about the campus, learning about the community, and of course, connecting with folks that are there, students and faculty and staff, other leaders, and then connecting with folks in the community. So employer partners, nonprofit partners, lots of different folks.
While you're new to the president role at OKC, you have been in the OSU family for quite some time. You spent about 21 years at OSUIT in Okmulgee. Most recently as the provost and vice president of academic affairs. How did that position prepare you to take over the presidency of OSU OKC?
I started there as a faculty member, and then I kind of moved up the ranks over that 21 years. My mom is a teacher, so I kind of already had education in my blood, but I will say I learned virtually everything that I know about workforce education while at OSUIT. And so, you know, in my mind, that's really about workforce education is about bringing employers and faculty and staff and other leaders, alumni, lots of folks around the table to try to figure out how do we create these really great pathways that are going to kind of be life-changing career opportunities for students and our alumni, as well as address critical workforce challenges that employers have. Did a lot of that while I was at OSUIT, and so that's, you know, when you change positions, or at least when I've changed positions over the years, you kind of take your old toolkit with you. And so that's definitely a tool that I've brought with me in coming to OSU OKC.
OSUIT is essentially a trade school. It's very hands-on learning, very craft-focused. What kind of campus is OSU OKC in comparison?
So OSU OKC was founded in 1961 specifically to address the workforce talent needs for the Oklahoma City metro area and the state, both of which were growing pretty significantly at the time. And obviously the Oklahoma City metro area is continuing to grow in dramatic ways. And so that's really what the institution is about, is creating these great workforce opportunities for both for students as well as talent for employers. The institution, it's centrally located. Obviously it's got a wonderful brand. It's part of the OSU system. It serves a highly diverse student population. And so because of those elements, I think OSU OKC is in a really unique position to be able to be that conduit between that student body that we serve, as well as the Oklahoma City metro area. And if, you know, Megan, if we do it all right, everybody wins, right? The students win because it literally creates life-changing, and in some cases, generational-changing sorts of opportunities, as well as employers, as you may know, are dying for great talent right now. And so that need never really goes away. It's exacerbated right now in particular. And so trying to be the conduit between connecting those different things, everybody wins, including the state of Oklahoma, the Oklahoma City metro area, the economies of those areas. So that's really what it's all about.
Dr. Newman, for those who aren't as familiar with the OKC campus, is it a two-year school? Is it a four-year school? The type of accreditation that it has?
No, that's a really great question, Megan, and thank you for asking that. We offer, for the most part, workforce-oriented associate and baccalaureate degrees directed to specific workforce disciplines that that allow students to get great careers in business and industry. We also have some offerings that are directed to needs of employers. And so maybe they have some new managers and they want them to get trained in what does it mean to be a leader, or maybe there's some communications kinds of things that we can do, how to write professional emails or memos. And so we have a whole unit that works with employers to do those kinds of things. Right now we're spending a lot of time thinking about what we would call micro-credentials, so badges and those kinds of things that are smaller than a degree or maybe even smaller than a certificate. And so what does that mean for us, and how can we get someone a credential that would be meaningful to help them, you know, in their career? And then I would be remiss if I didn't mention, we also have a number of certificates. Again, those are credentials a little shorter than a degree, but again, meaningful in terms of reflecting a certain set of skills and knowledge that could be useful and to someone in their career path.
I am not from Oklahoma. I will be honest, before I started working here, I did not realize that they had all these different campuses. So what makes, you know, it's in the heart of the city, very different from Stillwater, which is a town all on its own. What makes that campus and the courses offered so unique compared to the other campuses for Oklahoma State?
It's similar to OSU-IT in that both of them have a workforce mission. And in fact, both of them have the same function as far as the state regents are concerned. I think the big difference is location. And so OSU-IT is much more of a rural type setting, and OSU-OKC is more of an urban setting. And because of that, just the nature of the students and the employers that we serve is a little bit different. It's really, really great special institution. We have wonderful faculty and staff who are genuinely committed to the mission of the institution. Right now we're going through a strategic planning process, and so that's been really exciting, and there's been a really great energy around that of people kind of looking ahead. And so thinking about that founding mission of the institution and what does that mean going forward for the next 60 years.
The word I keep hearing is workforce.
Right.
So if I'm a student at OSU-OKC, what types of courses or fields would I study there? Like, what is that campus known for?
I think if you walked within a couple blocks of campus and asked someone, hey, what do we do over here? They're going to tell you about our nursing program. We have a wonderful nursing program. We have a great historically well-known police science program, fire protection. We have some allied health programs, medical sonography, veterinary tech programs. Those kinds of programs are the ones that people talk about quite a bit. Over the past 8 months, Megan, our leadership team has spent a tremendous amount of time and energy really engaging the employers in the Oklahoma City community and in the state about what their workforce challenges are. And so really trying to understand, what is it that you're having the most difficulty doing? What are those high demand occupations that, again, thinking about that student that we serve, will create these amazing career pathways, rewarding career pathways for our students? And so right now we have several different program areas that we're studying. And so I think you'll see that evolve a fair amount over the next few years in terms of that academic program portfolio. We also have a segment of our student population that comes to us because we're the OSU campus in Oklahoma City, right? And they recognize the brand. And in many of those cases, they're interested in getting what they can get from us in Oklahoma City, but then also transitioning to or transferring to another OSU campus. And so one of the things we need to spend some time working with folks in Stillwater and other OSU campuses is really creating these seamless transfer pipelines for folks who are come to us in the Oklahoma City campus but are interested in maybe completing a baccalaureate degree in Stillwater or somewhere else.
How are you collaborating with the other campuses? Is there a pipeline for those sort of transfers, or is that still in the works a little bit?
So there's a little bit, and certainly we have, I think historically, obviously I haven't been there, have had students who would come to Oklahoma City and they would kind of find their path to Stillwater. I don't think those pathways are anything what we want them to be. And again, I think if we sit down again in 2 or 3 years from now, I think we're going to be able to talk about the work we've done in that area and the more robust pipelines that are available to students through us.
Well, we'll revisit that in a couple of years. Okay. After you've gotten your footing a little bit. And that's a great lead to my next question. What do you hope to accomplish as president of OSU-OKC? I know you're only 8 months in, but I'm sure you've thought about that a little bit.
At the end of the day, I think about my role as creating as many wins as I can. And for me, I think for the OSU-OKC campus, maximizing the number of wins we have is, again, really about creating those robust workforce pipelines that serve employers in incredibly ways and produce these wonderful workers for them and future employees while creating these amazing careers for our students. And again, if we do that, then everybody wins. Everybody wins because the economies of our state and the Oklahoma City market win. Employers obviously have great talent. Students have these incredibly rewarding career opportunities that wouldn't be facilitated in any other way.
Everything you're saying, the phrase that keeps popping into my mind is land grant mission. And I feel like OSU OKC directly responds to the land grant mission of the university.
So yeah, I mean, I think that's our responsibility as a part of the OSU system, is to recognize that we have a responsibility to our piece of that fulfillment of that land grant mission.
What have been the challenges of the job so far, if any?
Well, I think I would say generally there is, and there presumably always will be, more to do than there is time to do it. And so for me, I have to constantly prioritize my time, and I ask myself, is this the thing that OSU OKC, that the OSU system needs me to be working on right now? Because anything I work on, if I'm working on something, I'm working on Initiative X, I'm not working on something else. And so just making sure that I'm really prioritizing how I'm spending my time and directing my energies. Obviously, we're almost 8 months in, and so there's a lot to be done. There's still a lot of learning, and there's still a lot of connecting to do. But I think that's the biggest challenge from my standpoint.
I'm going to put you on the spot here a little bit and get to know Dr. Newman, the person, not the president. What do you enjoy doing in your free time?
Well, our kiddos are 10 and 14, so just them and their activities keep us pretty busy, in addition to obviously the work that we just talked about. We play a lot of games as a family, and we like to explore new places, so whether that's a new park or a new restaurant or something, we like trying lots of different things. Personally, many years ago, I was fairly active as a musician, and so I don't have a lot of time to do that, but every occasionally, if I'm around the house and I have a few minutes, you might find me sitting in a corner just kind of picking at a guitar or playing around on a piano.
Do you write music or just play other people's work?
I used to. That takes a lot of time.
Yes.
And so it's not something I do a whole lot of right now, but maybe at some point I can get back to it.
What's your favorite go-to family board game or game that you play?
Oh, gosh, that's impossible to ask because we have so many. But we love Rummy Cube and Five Crowns. Our daughter is really good at cribbage. And
ooh.
So we play cribbage whenever I can talk her into it. Gin Rummy, I mean, we play all kinds of games around the family.
Over Christmas, my mom and I had a little Scrabble tournament. And I was so proud that I beat her every time by a lot. I dominated. I'm like, yes, my word. So that's the go-to game when I'm home with my parents. But my mom might disagree now that I've beat her a few times. But
yeah. Well, our kiddos definitely don't take it easy on me.
Yeah.
Right? They don't pull anything. They're all in to try to beat dad. So and they probably do most of the time.
Got to play to win.
That's
you
right.
Know? And you moved from Jenks, Oklahoma to Oklahoma City, and you just talked about exploring new restaurants. What's your favorite thing about living in OKC now, or how is it different from Jenks?
Well, obviously, Jenks is a suburb of Tulsa, and so you certainly have access to Tulsa. I would say we've tried to take advantage of some of the things that might be in Oklahoma City that Tulsa area didn't have. So we've been to some Thunder games and we've done some of those kinds of things. In fact, just last night we were talking about trying to make another one before the season's out. I don't think that's going to happen because they only have a few more games, but just really trying to take advantage of where you are and the uniqueness of it. And Oklahoma City, again, is a rapidly growing metro area, has really great energy about it, and folks have been really great in during our transition, being really supportive.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Inside OSU podcast. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe. And big thanks to Dr. Newman for making the drive to Stillwater to speak with me today.
Thanks for having me, Megan. Maybe we can have that follow-up discussion in two or three years to see where we've been.